This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome back to our Sustainable Returns podcast series, where we explore responsible investing and the sustainability issues shaping our future. I'm David Levinson, and today we're discussing two themes that are urgent and perhaps under-discussed: artificial intelligence and water scarcity. Joining me to unpack in more details is Madhushree Agarwal, Portfolio Manager at Netgroup Investments UK. Madhushree, welcome to Sustainable Returns.
Hi, David, and thank you. It's great to be here, and I'm excited to be part of this conversation.
Wonderful. Now, Madhushree, let's start with AI or artificial intelligence. The public sees it as this incredible innovation: automation, language models, better healthcare. So while we can see it transforming industries, we've researched extensively and written about its hidden costs and environmental toll. So what's not obvious about AI, and what is it that investors need to know?
Absolutely, David. AI's hidden cost is the energy consumption, which is often overlooked. Training large AI models requires massive computational power and consumes huge amounts of electricity. And most of it is still generated from fossil fuels. For example, training just one model can emit the equivalent carbon of 300 transcontinental flights. That is not sustainable at scale.
Wow, that is a staggering number. And that's just the training process. So what about the infrastructure behind AI?
Yes, so the backbone of AI is a global network of data centers. These are massive energy consumers, and there are over 7,000 data centers globally, almost double what we had in 2015. These centers run 24/7 and require heavy-duty cooling systems. So the power and water usage, especially in water-stressed regions, is becoming a serious concern.
But that's where green energy and cooling innovation come in, right?
Exactly. And it's encouraging. Tech companies are investing in innovative cooling methods, like using ambient air or liquid cooling, and shifting workloads to times and places where renewable energy is available. Microsoft is even reactivating a nuclear site to power its cloud operations, and Google has partnered with Carrier's Power to use small modular reactors. So tech companies are doing something about it, and these are big shifts, but they are also signals that AI's growth needs to be balanced with energy innovation.
Thanks, Madhushree. I'd like to pivot to water scarcity, something South Africans are acutely aware of. We are one of the 30th driest countries in the world. So you and many others have described this as the next global crisis. Could you unpack why that is?
Sure. Well, not to sound dramatic, water underpins everything: agriculture, energy, and sanitation, to name a few. Access to clean water is foundational to life, yet nearly a quarter of the global population, which is over 2 billion people, lacks access to safe drinking water. And climate change, aging infrastructure, and population growth are making it worse. We're now seeing more droughts, melting glaciers, and erratic rainfall. And here's an interesting stat. Agriculture alone consumes 70% of the world's fresh water, and it's not being used efficiently. By 2050, demand for fresh water is projected to outstrip supply in many parts of the world.
So you have explored the economic angle of this crisis. Can you maybe talk to me about what's at stake financially?
Yeah, there is a lot at stake. Water scarcity disrupts agriculture, which drives food prices up. That contributes to inflation, unrest, and even geopolitical tensions. Businesses reliant on water, like manufacturing and energy, face real risks to production. And if asset managers are not pricing water risk into their investment models, then they are missing something critical.
So I think I'm curious, and I imagine the audience and the listeners are curious as well, is how do your Netgroup Investments go about investing in these solutions?
Sure. Well, at Netgroup Investments in the UK, we are actively investing in solutions. Our sustainable portfolios include thematic funds focused on clean water, supporting companies that are developing innovation technologies for water management, treatment, and purification, such as desalination, smart irrigation, leak detection software, and water reuse systems. We're also investing in clean energy projects, including wind farms and solar parks, which will become even more important as AI-driven demand for energy grows. Ultimately, these investments are not only good for the planet, but they also represent compelling long-term growth opportunities.
Thank you for joining me today, Madhushi. You have painted a clear picture. And the biggest takeaway for me personally is that while artificial intelligence and water may seem disconnected, both are risk stories and really challenge us to balance innovation with sustainability.
That's right, David. And thank you so much for having me on Sustainable Returns to unpack these topics. They are two sides of the same ESG coin, and investors need to engage with both the promise and the consequences.
Wonderful, and really looking forward to having you back on the show. So, and thank you for joining us, the listeners, for this incredible episode. We'll be back soon with the next episode of Sustainable Returns, where we unpack more insights and key movements and trends in the responsible investment space. Stay tuned for more.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.